Genesis chapter 4. So Philippians 4. So, as earlier I said, this is a difficult subject to me. It's hard to always be happy, right? It's especially hard on this side of heaven to always be happy. And the apostles write that to us in several passages. It's a very unique thing how often they say you'll be tested, you'll be driven mad by trials almost, like they will always be around. But look at what Paul writes to the Philippians in chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. I entreat Euodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. There's a lot of commands there. Very short, 6 verses there, and there's a lot of commands. Don't be anxious. Always be in prayer and rejoice. He says that one twice. Rejoice. All right? Be happy. Be happy. Why should we be happy? What reasons do we have on this earth to be happy? Do we have something worth being happy about? Turn back over to Romans 5. And we're going to read verses 1 through 5 again. Romans, the 5th chapter, says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace, in which we stand and we rejoice in the hope and the glory of God. Not only that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing our suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us ashamed, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. That should be enough, right? Continue in verse 6. For while we were still weak at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Ladies and gentlemen, before we were baptized, that's us. That can still be us anytime we sin. Christ died for the ungodly. Continue verse 7. For one would scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You want something to be joyful about? You want something to be happy about? There's the answer. God sent his son to die for you. He did not have to send his son to die for you, but he did. Turn over to 1 Peter. I want to say chapter 1. That's actually chapter 3, sorry. In verse 6. No? Hold on. My notes are bad then, sorry. First Peter 1, verse 6. It says, in this you rejoice, though now for a little while necessary, you have been grieved by various trials. What are we going to rejoice in here, Peter? We got various trials again, but look up verse 3, the same chapter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to his great mercy, who has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while necessary, you have been grieved by various trials. Continue verse 7. So that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tested by fire, may be found and result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. You want an encouraging passage for the day? You want something to find joy in? There you go. Jesus died for you. Jesus died for everyone that you love and every one of your enemies as well. He came to this earth and showed his love for everyone. There's nothing else I can tell you to have joy in. There are fleeting moments in a life. There is birth of children. There are weddings. There are birthdays. There are things like that. But if you want true joy, just remember that Christ died for you. And that one day, like those servants we read about earlier, your name will be written in the book of life as well. Keep that in your hearts this week, that Christ died for you. Let that bring you joy. If you're not yet a Christian, now is no better time. Come up here and face your faith, repent of your sins, and be baptized. If you're sitting here with the weight of sin, you want it off your shoulders, come up here and confess it. If you need prayers, whatever your needs are, make them known as we come and stand and sing those songs.